Hello and welcome to this podcast by Scotland's Rural College on our research that we are conducting on community wealth building in Scotland. This work is funded by the Scottish Government Strategic Research Programme 2022 to 2027. This podcast summarises recent work on the community wealth building pilot in the south of Scotland and is one of a number of pieces looking at community wealth building across rural areas, which has included UK and international case studies. All of our community wealth building research is part of a larger project called Novel Insights on Scotland's Rural and Island Economies, which is investigating these rural and island economies through diverse issues such as agricultural support, infrastructural barriers, the business base, and community wealth building. My name is Kerry Doyle, and I'm joined on this podcast by Ellie Brody, an independent researcher from Grounded Insight Consultancy. We collaborated on the research looking at the Scottish Government's community wealth building pilots, and we're going to have a conversation in this podcast about these pilots, which will serve as an introduction that you can pick up and go into more depth into some other resources. A key resource on the community wealth building pilots would be our report, which summarizes all of them and does some synthesis across those, as well as other reports, all of which is available on ruralexchange.scot. For clarity, we are recording a series of short podcasts around the community wealth building pilots, the piloting process, and community wealth building generally. So it's easy for listeners to navigate. You can listen to one podcast or all of them. So thanks for joining us this morning, Ellie Brody.
Thank you for having me, Kerry. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Fabulous. Can start off our conversation around South of Scotland work on community wealth building by introducing how community wealth building was integrated into their work there in the South of Scotland enterprise.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, it was very much integrated into the regional structures based in the South of Scotland. Three in particular. These kind of structures in operation in the South of Scotland really guide development in the region, and each of them plays a role in implementing community wealth building policy. So there are three structures in particular. The first is the Convention of the South of Scotland, chaired by the Deputy First Minister, and that brings together public bodies with responsibility for growth. It also provides a forum for the exchange of ideas on regional priorities and how to tackle key regional issues. The second is the Regional Economic Partnership, and that's responsible for informing the development of and overseeing the delivery of the regional economic strategy. And finally, the third kind of important regional structure is South of Scotland Enterprise, the Economic and Community Development Agency responsible for Dumfries and Galloway and the Scottish borders. And that was set up to address the distinct situation of the mainly rural area that is the south of Scotland. So those are the main kind of regional structures in the south of Scotland, and community wealth building policy kind of is relevant across those.
Great, thanks for that introduction. It was quite detailed, I'm thinking, and for listeners, I think it's probably worth stressing maybe the differences between this structure and the other pilot structures. So you can add some thoughts on that. But to kick you off, Ellie, I think it's interesting that this was the approach taken when four of the other pilots were focused on local authorities. And then we have some growth deal areas, a city growth deal, as well as a regional growth deal. So we have quite different governance structures which have influenced all of the pilots. Do you have any sort of further thoughts on that?
I think what those differences really reflect the way in which the Scottish Government approached the pilot funding for community wealth building. So they were interested going back to 2020, in how community wealth building could be integrated, picked up, implemented in a regional setting. And there's different ways that we can think about regions. I suppose the Glasgow City region, which is one of our pilots, is the key is in the name. And that really took an approach which was looking at kind of building on work that was already underway in the city region. And in the south of Scotland, something similar, as I'll come on to say, something kind of similar happened. But the governance structures in the south of Scotland were different to those of the city region. You know, it had the kind of regional economic partnership, the convention of the south of Scotland behind it, and the body of kind of delivery being the south of Scotland enterprise, particularly with an individual who was appointed to have responsibility for community wealth building. So I think in comparison to, say, another area being Fife, for example, they had a named person responsible for getting community wealth building kind of underway. And so I could draw parallels between the south of Scotland and Fife, even though one is, you know, two local authorities and regional structures, and the other is just one local authority. So I think what I point people, I guess, to the report where we do that cross pilot, a bit of analysis and synthesis around what some of the common themes and ingredients for success, or success in inverted commas, are.
Yeah, thanks for that. So to focus then on what was done on community wealth building in the south of Scotland through the pilot, can you pick up the story there at that the point of the pilot being funding for some piloting work happening in 2020?
Yeah, sure. So I guess the community wealth building pilot kind of came into play in the south of Scotland with, there was a paper on community wealth building, which was tabled at just this second meeting of the Convention of the South of Scotland. Now, that happened in October 2021, and it really discussed the opportunities for community wealth building and what those opportunities presented for the region, given the offer from the Scottish Government for funding to produce a community wealth building action plan. So that was the, you know, just for listeners who haven't listened to the other podcasts on this topic, back in kind of, 2020, the Scottish Government offered a handful of local authorities and regional structures funding for community wealth building action planning, and those comprised the pilots, the five pilots. And so the Convention of the South of Scotland really discussed this and agreed that community wealth building should be progressed through the region by embedding its principles, the principles of community wealth building, into the South of Scotland enterprise, as South of Scotland enterprise grows, and by exploring the role of sectors such as housing in community wealth building. And we'll come on to that. So those priorities really around embedding the principles of community wealth building and exploring the role of different sectors were progressed through the appointment of a community wealth building strategy manager at South of Scotland Enterprise in February 2022. And they were tasked with kind of embedding and progressing the community wealth building principles across the region, including through the work on the community wealth building pilot. And that pilot was an action plan on community wealth building was created, which focused on the housing sector, and that was published in November 2022.
That's interesting. So there was a focus on one sector, on housing.
Yeah, there was, it went even more specific than that. So it focused on the role of registered social landlords as anchor institutions, and in particular on the retrofit of energy efficiency measures and clean heating systems across the housing stock. So that research, which was undertaken for the Community Wealth Building Action Plan, brought a really wide range of organisations together and made recommendations about how registered social landlords and others, including local authorities, colleges, and South of Scotland Enterprise, could accelerate the delivery of retrofitting properties. So really what's interesting, one of the interesting things about the South of Scotland approach to community wealth building was that it was coming from this, climate change. It was linked into the kind of climate change and net zero agenda.
I was about to say the same thing, Ellie. Yeah. That's the first example we've had through our discussions of the pilot that's so explicitly around climate change or sustainability.
Absolutely. And with that comes, another lens is around the implications for a better, warm in rural areas, this kind of hard to heat, hard to treat nature of many rural properties. So there's something in there about affordability, affordability of heating people's homes too, as well as the climate change and net zero agenda.
Absolutely. To briefly say that for maybe listeners who don't appreciate, the South of Scotland Enterprise Region is pretty much all of the South of Scotland widely defined. So it's the Borders and Dumfries and Galloway. It's a very large region comprising three local authorities, I believe, maybe two. Write in answers on a postcard, please. but it's very large and very rural and in the south. So this work on housing stock it'll pick up, obviously, housing and settlements. There's not any of the larger cities aren't in the south of Scotland area. So they'll be predominantly rural. So this is an in-depth piece of work around rural housing retrofit primarily and community wealth building. Okay, so this report on the retrofit of energy efficiency measures and clean heating systems across registered social landlords in the south of Scotland was done. What happened next after that?
Okay, so the next phase of work, so after the pilot, gathered archetype data. So what that means, archetype data on public housing stock. So this data was gathered and popped into a database, which can be then sorted and categorised according to set different criteria, for example, building material and property age. So those two examples, build material, property age, would comprise that kind of archetype data. So with that, registered social landlords and other relevant stakeholders like local authorities, colleges, and obviously South of Scotland Enterprise could understand which parts of the building stock they should start work on, they should start the retrofitting work on, and why, to enable them to work together collaboratively and to be able to start to procure more locally and make procurement more attractive to the construction sector locally. So the third phase then will be to use that archetype kind of data and the database to agree on the priority interventions in discussion with registered social landlords. So essentially that with that understanding of the nature of the housing stock across the whole of the area, they'll be able to analyse it and make decisions about the most, I guess, impactful and efficient retrofitting measures that can be done
that builds community wealth, which is it's a detailed and innovative ask to work across these two particularly complicated policy areas, retrofit and community wealth building, isn't it? And beyond the work that South of Scotland Enterprise has done on community wealth building with registered social landlords, how is community wealth building being integrated in that region?
So South of Scotland Enterprise led the development of the regional economic strategy for the South of Scotland, and that's owned by the Regional Economic Partnership. So if we cast back to the beginning of the podcast when I was describing some of the regional structures that were important in community wealth building, we've got two of the three here being South of Scotland Enterprise and the Regional Economic Partnership. So South of Scotland Enterprise led this development of the Regional Economic Strategy, and that 10-year strategy, which was released in September 2021, has six themes. And community wealth building is included in theme five, which is called Green and Sustainable Economy. And it's included in that theme in two ways. The first way is that the strategy commits to adapting homes to be low carbon and meet future energy efficiency standard social housing milestones. Try and say that two times. And thereby, by doing that, providing a kind of anchor investment point for community wealth building. So that's the first one around adapting homes to meet future energy efficiency standard social housing milestones. And secondly, to source local services and products to retain wealth and reduce environmental impact. So the kind of keeping wealth within the local economy through sourcing local services and products around the kind of housing agenda. So those are a couple of ways which it's being integrated within the region.
Great, thanks for that. And again, we're picking up on housing again through this additional way in which it was developed. So again, it points to the depth of the work on housing that was undertaken. While we're talking about thinking about it, just a final sort of piece I wanted to elaborate on is the nature of the rural challenge in south of Scotland. I know we picked up on this a little bit already, but can you say a bit more about rural housing issues in south of Scotland and how they've been relevant to community wealth building work here?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. And this is about the, I mean, there are a number of rural housing issues at play in the area. And this relates to where the kind of retrofitting work that was explored in the community wealth building pilot comes into play. So the nature of how houses are heated with wood, coal and heating oil rather than gas is an issue across much of the area. And those more traditional older properties are both they're hard to heat and they're hard to treat with retrofitting solutions. So fuel poverty is very clearly correlated with rurality in the area. And that was mapped out in the community wealth building pilot report. And also procurement is an issue. We heard in our research that the availability of suppliers to do the retrofitting work is a challenge, especially kind of further west in Dumfries and Galloway. So there are a number of interconnected issues really around rural housing in the area.
Yeah, and some of those challenges we'd see in other work across rural and island areas of Scotland as well. So yeah. I can't help but pick up that piece and stress it here as well. Mm-hmm. It's fundamental. Finally, then, is there anything else happening around community wealth building in the region?
Yeah, so the next phase in terms of implementing those recommendations within the pilot community wealth building report, the next phase, the third phase, will be to decide where to focus the initial retrofitting. So using that archetype database and discussing with the range of stakeholders who are involved where to focus the retrofitting efforts across the housing stock. And currently also work at South of Scotland Enterprise includes community-led approaches to community wealth building. So moving kind of beyond the focus on housing and retrofitting, they're looking at capturing and supporting local expertise on creative placemaking. So an example of that is working with the Stove Network, which is a really amazing and award-winning arts and community organisation based in the region. There's also work ongoing on community wealth building regarding community benefits, as well as forestry and renewable energy. South of Scotland Enterprise and Dumfries and Galloway Council are collaborating with the Community Planning Partnership to do an assessment of community wealth building activity in the area. And the aim of that is to use the information to provide a basis for developing a community wealth building strategy through the Dumfries and Galloway Community Planning Partnership. So there's quite a number of different aspects of community wealth building which we can see are being introduced and woven into the work of both South of Scotland Enterprise and other organisations across the region.
Yeah, which is add on to the pilot work itself. It's a good example of what we call sometimes emerging good practice outside of the pilot work, as well as the pilot work, which was, again, quite narrow and deep.
Absolutely.
South of Scotland. So that's the end of this podcast on the community wealth building piloting work, South of Scotland. You will be able to find all reports and podcasts on where you get your podcasts or our website, which is ruralexchange.scot.